both of you. So if we're still here at midnight, all of you can leave whenever you want. So we have a few loose strings, as they say, that we have to wrap up. Firstly, we have Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein, we understood that when it comes to mezonos for the children, it does dinner machus, it didn't apply over there. Is it called a tikkun for the Medina? We understood that anything to do with family matters is not. On the other hand, Ramosha suggests it could be when it talks about giving mezonos to your wife. What's the doubt over there? Because maybe things have changed. Nowadays, if you don't have mezonos to the wife, then there'll be hundreds or maybe thousands of women on the streets coming to the government for support, and therefore it's called something which is negar to the Medina. Rabbi Yashiv rejected that, but maybe that's the sophic or omission. But we're still left with, okay, we get round that issue of omission. We're still left with the shaila that Ramosha did say, if you look at one base, the Isha Kasweh, that a woman writes a will, L'chud Dina Ein Sebaskun, well, Masad Halacha, will, secondly, was nothing. But says Ramosha, nope. Now, it definitely works, wills, women's wills, because of Dinah Malchus and Dinah. So there we haven't got really any answer there. Why is that Dinah Malchus and Dinah? What's it got to do with the Medina? Is that personal family affair? And they don't care how your money is dished out. You can dish it out how you like. So why is that Dinah Malchus and Dinah over there? We're left with that problem. So we're going to suggest an answer straight away. Another Ramosha, from the Loshon of Ramosha, says over here, when he's trying to explain where is Dinah Malchus limited to, I'm going to read it out, and you chap what the answer will be for our question. Number one, Aleph. Nira, Vadai, Ab Lezoran, Dinah Malchus in B'chol Tova. Yeah, of course, if you say Dinah Malchus in all subjects, yeah, fine. Hainu, B'dinei Kinyonim. That means when it talks about transactions, the person has to make dinner malchus for dinner. Shechasorin lamalchus shechaluki dinim. It's not good for the state to have different opinions how you transfer items. Benichlichi. Shemzeh efshadon kina v'tachus rivers. Because if there's different ideas how to transfer, then just lead to jealousy, machlokus. It's very important. It's uniform law over there. But the Gabi, yeah, family, personal issues, how a daughter inherits, the Habinchu, Marisha Kurot, so they can decide, many people decide where to give their money, no one cares. Don't should be an English issue, things to do with man and woman. Yokomishmachal is Akurat, so no, they can do what they like, no one really cares. There's nothing to do with the king, there's nothing to do with the Medina, that doesn't work, in Masa. So that's his question is. We ask, so why is the will good? That's to do with man, wife, how dishes out his assets. No one cares about that. Why is that in Marcus? That was the question. But the question, from the source of question, from the actual words we said over now, we've got already an answer. What's the possible answer we can suggest? Why Taka wills is Dinah Malchus HaDinah? I.e., is it in the category where Dinah Malchus HaDinah works? Or is it in the category where it's nothing to do with the Dinah Malchus HaDinah? Lachor, it's in the category not. But we want to put it into the category, it does. How do we put it into the category, it does? What words in Ramosha will help us put it into the category that Dinah Malchus HaDinah definitely applies, not even the Sophic? What? No. Kina Tachos Arima is when everyone has to have a uniform law, but everyone can give out their money how they like. And no one really cares. I give it out to this person, 90%, you give it out to that person, 20%, 50%.
Because
it's like
here we are, as far as we want to make sure
that there's provision
in order to keep this society going. It's not
just
personal wish, not internal.
He actually talks about it in the first one, where and he says, "How you give out your nachos and no really cares." Yeah. I do differently from you. You don't say, well, it's not fair, you're doing differently. I do differently. No one gets jealous the way that you have difference. By that, degrees and levels to us. It can happen. Fine, but the government never says you can't give all your assets away to charity and leave your family destitute. They don't care about that. There's no law about that. Says. So Dilma Master Sugumi said you can leave your family destitute by giving all your money to somebody else to save the dolphins. What?
Maybe this is called the king.
Ah! Actually, on the ball.
She's been mafia.
You start good and you finish good. Says Rav Moshe in one base, the last line of Moshe. Says the Varkazu, that this will, she writes, Vada Yiskayim, Bidzibaha Amitsus, Bidinam Akusa. Vada is going to be filled and comes up to the category of Dinam Akusa. Because Bidinam Akusa ain't Sorokin and Shein Lachor Kin and Gogol Mizem. I, Rav Moshe, looked at wills as second wills valid. Why? Because it's in the category of transactions. How to transact. You can transact in this form, you can transact in that form. A will is another way of doing a transaction. The Malchus applies on any halakha. If somebody dies, that's a will. You dish out half of the assets to your wife, the other half to the children. That's how the Lord goes without a will. On that, Dinam Akusa, says Rav Moshe, is no Dinam Akusa. Because they don't really care how you give it out, they're just saying, we don't know, we'll give you, tell you an answer how to do it when there's no will. But we don't map bid on it. The right is you can write what you like. So that law is not a Dinam Akusa. And then we'll go with Torah Halacha without a will, but we don't follow that law that says half to your wife and half to your children. But when you, that's not Dinam Akusa, Dinam saying, well, we're telling you how to shout. No, that's a way that the law says we recognize this is how you do a transaction. Will a transaction. Okay, that's dinner, Michael said dinner. A problem, and that's why majority of most reject it, because of that technical flaw. It has a whole finish in how it's got. It's very lobdous, it's very hard to understand, and most folks reject the emotion's opinion because of that technical thing. But the actual concept, dinner, Michael said dinner, is in this category. Yeah, we can hear that because it's a way of transaction. Way of transaction.
We'll have to share.
I didn't think you were going to honor me with the two visits today.
Never enough.
So we got about our problem with Moshe Feinstein. Very good. Rav Moshe says, Dinamachos may be bezonus because it's a burden on state. So Dinamachos nowadays is applicable by feeding and child. I don't know Sophic, that was Ramosha's Sophic over there. But Rashi rejects that, okay. But Dinamachos and wills, yeah, it's in the category. Maybe no one holds of it halakhically because it doesn't work after death to do transactions, okay. That's a technical rule, but category doesn't work. So now let's go back to our case of the father didn't want to give support to his daughter. Why? Because she's not allowing him to visit her. Dinam Achusa Dinam says, well, you have to give until 15. You can't just not give. We don't care whether you visit or doesn't visit. Does it apply over here? Well, we would say, with Moshe, we would say, does Dinam Achusa Dinam apply by Mazonist laws? What would we say? We would say,
yes.
We would say, he has a Tatsophic. There's room to discuss. Rabbi Yashiv, what did Rabbi Yashiv would say? Mazonas, they apply. What did he say by New York? Mazonas, what did he say? Was it Rabbi Yashiv Paskin by the music? Yeah, it's a value matter. No Dinam Akusa Dinam. New York law is forcing gets, probably all possible because of it. If you go with this New York law, can't rely on it, can't use the Torah as a motion. It doesn't change nowadays just because it's a burden on the state. It doesn't matter. It's still a family thing, and therefore it's nothing to do with Dinam Akusa Dinam. So if he's saying that by Mazonas of your wife, but the Mazonas of the children, it's the same type of thing. But the problem is, as we left last week, Ezra, Rav Yosef himself quotes in his tshuva, "Bizmanenu chai va'av lefanes es yolodov." He has to support his children. Ad gilsh hamesh until 15.
Why 15?
Because that's the law. Lo yoko av nifto azatzu b'tay nizu. You can't say, well, I'm potter. B'chein posu chave basin gozoan. This is a psak from the basin hagodol of Yerushalayim from Rav Avadya Hedya and Rav Yaakov Adas and Rav Hagon Rav Yosef Sholem and Yashim. Rav Hagon Rav Yaakov Adas and Rav Hagon Rav Yosef Sholem and Yashim.
Big guys.
And included in that is Rav Yashim. Saying, Zinna Machus of Zinna, Mazonis of children, what's going on? When it comes to the New York law, Rav Yashim waves it away and saying, Zinna Machus of Zinna, his family, promotion, never really relied on it. There's that he passed in for different reasons because Stamsh, he was doing wrong things over there. He wasn't fast. Why? So why is he saying here that Dinah Machzor applies by the Mazonis of the children? And let's, before you answer it, let's add a question. Who are the compatriots, Dayanim, who are agreeing with him? Rav Yaakov, Rav Hagon, Rav Avadya Adya. Rav Hagon, Rav Yaakov Adas. And Rav Hagon, Rav Avadya Yosef, that's how. Who are they? From what sect they come from?
Svardim.
The Svardim. What does Svardim hold in Dinah Machzor Dinah? Says Rav Yosef self in another Tshuva base. Posak haramor kedasa Ramban v'siyata. The Ramban paskins like the Ramban. That says it applies in all categories. Ela she'ein lo onu ein lonu ela divrei harif v'Ramban. But we, the Sfatim, we only go with the Rif and the Ramban. V'siyata maran hashulchan aruch. That's it. Whatever he says, we say it doesn't matter if it's a machlokes, because we go like Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch said the machlokes only applies when the king is getting money in his pocket. Okay? So therefore, what's got Mazonis got to do with the king money in the pocket?
We've already discussed that.
Yeah, and the king money pocket doesn't mean it'll help the pocket. It means literally money in my pocket. Something that would indirectly help them. That we already discussed in that shit. So how is the Gedolei HaSfatim, why are they passing until 15? You give Mazonis. What double question. Oh, Rabbi Yashav, even though it applies to all categories, but definitely not in family matters. Oh, no, Rabbi Yosef, it doesn't apply, but it only applies when you want kings in the pocket money. This has nothing to do with the pocket getting filled up with money.
Why do you say indirectly?
Because we discussed that in this shitter of his taxes from the money. We've proven it.
In the case of New York, there was the secular government coming in to enforce and force action. So even if Halacha or Beis Din would agree with it, it has to be done by Beis Din. Masha Ekin here was saying, what's the Ikar Halacha? And probably Beis Din would go ahead and push a father to support his daughter up to 15. It would be binding if Beis Din does it.
New York, they made the law. You want to know whether that law halakhic is bounding even in Beis Din? Says Rabbi Yashiv, it's not halakhic bounding because Din of Achuzin doesn't apply in that topic. That's what he said. So the same thing over here. This law they made about children feeding your children to 15 should be irrelevant in Beis Din because that's where we are. Because there's no such thing as Din of Achuzin in this category.
The Mitzvah has changed.
But we said Rabbi Yashiv cares about the Mitzvah has changed.
It's not
what type of Messias? What type of Messias?
It's not binding in terms of Bina Mufusa, it's binding in terms of Minna. That's what's happening in society, that people support their daughters until 15, so we as a society have to support them. Maybe until 18.
Yeah. Or less.
Okay, so this is the question we have to answer. That's what it seems to be saying. The wife is definitely not a subject, but for your children, daughters, then it is.
That's a moral obligation. If it's not Hashem, they don't do it.
Because who's going to take care of the kids?
And your wife is daughter Chila Hashem? Okay. Don't tell your wife. Eric is very astute.
What did he say?
But we'll analyze what Eric says. Very astute. Alan. Let's introduce the Shaila this week.
Light
is Shahai. Oh, doesn't matter. It was very good.
Can you repeat what he said?
We'll publish what he says.
Better. Eric, remember what I told you?
Nice Shahaya Kahaya. Listen to this Shaila. Reuven bought a shipment of imported goods made in China cheap on the site. Good deal. I was going to say that the public can make 100% or maybe even 200% profits. Yeah. Then, what happened? It was Nisbara that he bought it from Shimon. Nisbara that it never belonged to Shimon, and Shimon was a gun. Shimon sold Levi's goods to Reuven. Levi takes into base in Reuven, not Shimon. Shimon is not around. And says, hey, you got all my Tommy Mayonnaise. Whatever it is.
Got all my what?
Tommy Mayonnaise.
Yeah. Reuven takes Levi to base, or Levi takes
Reuven? Levi takes Reuven to base. That's mine. You bought stolen goods, return it.
Oh, yeah, Reuven got the stolen goods.
Yeah. So the question was asked, now how long ago was it stolen? Well, a few months ago. What have you been doing with it? Did a police report? What did the investigation turn up? Nothing. So what did you do? I gave up hope. Yes. Very simple. Stolen goods, which are bought after the person who's miyash, what's the halacha?
The buyer.
Says the Shulchan Aruch number 3. Im yesh, im hayir shinu reshus. If after the person gives up hope, there's also a change of
ownership
of reshus, control. Doesn't matter whether Yish came first and then you sold it, or you sold it and then you came Yish. In Shein or Kodesh Soch, Lasa Guf, however, he never has to give it back.
Hey.
Avul, he doesn't need to give it back. Avul Machzedomim, but the buyer has to give money. Im, though, that's only true, he has to give money. Im Lokos Meganef Mefosom, if he knew he was buying from Meganef. You know, this is Mr. Gunner over here. That's his job. Don't know, these are stolen, but he's Mr. Gunner. Then you need to keep the goods, but you have to pay for them to the real owner. After brackets, the lohoyer gunner before some, but if he's not, ain't no sinka, he can keep the goods, and he doesn't need to pay for it. Where do you get your money from? Go to the gunner, get your money, not for me. So what's the halacha of years? And then somebody buys from that gunner after years. What does the lekeach have to do? Absolutely nothing, according to everyone. So Reuven turns around to Levi and says, you omitted your own words. You just dug your own pit. And you lost the case. Says the Shulchan Aruch. That I own it and I don't have to give you anything because you're miyayish. So, Levi said, that doesn't bother me so much. I'm still here to make my claim. Because there is a Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen helps me have a valid claim against you. What does the Trumas Hadeshen, which is relevant to us as well, say? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, Sorach Shimon Lachsa Leruvain Hagura. Shimon, who bought a belt that was stolen, has to give it back to the real owner. Why? He gave up hope. Mitab Dina Malchusa Dina. Because the law of the land says stolen goods have to be given back, whether it's been years or not been years. We don't recognize that sense of the law. You have to always give back stolen goods. Dochi Dina Atta, the Sark last in the bottom. Cold Dov Argona, which is bottom. That's what you have. Whatever stolen, you give back. I feel like after Yeshush and Ushus, even already after Yeshush, and even if it's, you got all the Hetayim to say it's mine, it doesn't matter. Dinam Atta overrides it, you have to give it back. Now, the question is, I don't understand. This Chumah Zedeshim says, Dinah Malchus Dinah, you have to give it back. Why Dinah Malchus Dinah? Is this to do with the king's pockets? King gets money for this? For this law? No. So definitely, according to the Sardim, you shouldn't pass by this. Is this something which is good for the running, financial running of the country? Yes. A special law of Sokona, they have financially, that this is good for the running of the country?
Yes.
Well, not really, because what's the reason why Mishum Tokonis Hashovim, you don't give back stolen items? Tokonis Hashuk. You don't give back stolen goods. Why?
People want to buy things. You want to have commerce.
Because we don't want people to refrain from buying items when they know that eventually they could give it back because it could be stolen. So there's a special corner for commerce reasons not to give it back. So how do you say dinner, Malchus dinner, is beneficial for commercial reasons to give it back? That's the opposite of the logic which the Gemara itself says is to corner for commercial reasons not to give it back. So it's not good for the pocket of the king. It's not good for commercial life. What's going on? What's dinner Malchus to dinner here?
I thought the whole basis was you have to know or suspect, or there has to be a rumor that you're buying stolen.
Correct. And here we're talking about not. And nevertheless, there's a law that gives it back. What do you mean? I wasn't negligent. I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I be penalized? So we said, don't give it back.
You're dealing with a different society. That's why it's good for the Chama society, it's not good for the Goyim society. Because the Goyim, first of all, are Goris Yush.
God's what?
Not Goris Yush. It means nothing to them.
Okay.
Second of all, they're much more concerned about not encouraging Geneva, because Geneva goes on all the time. Whereas the Chachamim are much more concerned about the shuk operating properly.
I would say
because it's a different.
You said already the other way around, so I didn't need to accept what you said. It's already a bad reason for me to not answer you, but I have my Rebbe Menachem saying I'm going to say the opposite. It's okay.
I'm not saying a lot of people, except that if you say the reason, it doesn't have to give the stolen goods back because it's a takona. And that means ideally you should have to give it back. So therefore, if the whole society is running on the ground that you would have to give it back, so that would say that it's not necessary.
So here we've introduced this week a new concept in Dinah Malchus HaDinah, that even if it doesn't fall into pockets of going money in your pockets of the king, and even if it's not beneficial for commercial to work and to society, there's still another category that must still apply according to everybody. And that is based on another Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara Bava Metzia and Eben Oz explains it number 5, which is good for what Eric is saying. Af al shemin hadim b'mokem shrov over kovim mitzurim. Even though normally we say you find a lost item, and it's most of this town are non-Jews. You find most lost item when there's non-Jews. What's the halacha? You can keep it. I feel lost in Yisrael Simon. Even Yisrael says it's mine and here's the Simon. Ain't Tzach Lachsa. You know, then you don't need to give it back.
Unless it's a Chilul Hashem.
It's a Jew. This is mine. Don't need to give it back. So why? Because, yeah, it's Goyim here. There's years. No one's there. You're not going to get your beta back. Still, there's a halacha. Tov, v'yosha, lasos, lefin, mishus, adin. There's still a halacha that says, in this concept, in this topic, there's a subject called Lifnin and Yeshua Sadin to give it back, even though you're not Mechuyev, Lachsa Yisrael, Shanosanism, to give back the beta to its real owner, even though Halachi you can keep it and it's after years, you still should really, the Fidma shouldn't give it back. Halach, nothing to do with anything. And therefore, says the Eben Hozo, that's the same reason of the Chumah Zedeshim. Why is Dinah Malchus HaDinah? Why? Tam Bezer, the Titna Zed, the Tzokhan Zemerach. This is a, so to speak, a Tekona from the king. And the negative Torah, it's not against Torah. This Dinah Malchus HaDinah is not against Torah. It's going with the spirit of Torah. give back stolen items, even when you can keep them. Give back lost items, even when you can keep them. Because the real owner, the finish is in the toe, wants it to get back. And so when there's a law that says, give it back, then it's a valid law that we're going to recognize this binding now, because it's not against Torah, it's with the Torah and the spirit of the Torah. And the only way we limit Minchas Hadin is when it's going in conflict in Torah. Then we have to come up with limitations. But when it's going with what the Torah wants, then Minchas Hadin applies.
And why is it only Torah for Yashar? To be chayav.
No, because they're going with halacha. Besides,
no, the din of Malchus Hadin.
No, this is before the din of Malchus Hadin.
This is a Shulchan Aruch. This is Shulchan Aruch.
Is that before the din of Malchus Hadin?
So it gives you the option. What do you mean?
There was no din of Malchus Hadin in the lands of there was no law in the lands of the Beis Yosef that said give back lost items.
So then why is it Tov Yashar at all?
Because it's halacha. It's a Torah concept. Nothing to do with din of Malchus Hadin. The Torah says, the finishes in, we learn out from Pesukim, there's a concept of finishes in, the Gemara said, it applies to giving out back of Vedas or lost or stolen items.
That's only to Jews.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Jews.
The Jews, and even to Goy, the concept of giving back
to Goy. What's the Anazel?
What's the idea of the finishes in? The guy owns it, he lost it. You got a freebie or you paid for it.
We have the halachas that say you give it back.
Okay.
Okay,
so we still have the shaila of him that he wants the din of Malchus Hadin.
What is the Eben Ozel referring to?
He's referring back to the Shumas Hadeshim.
Oh, the Shumas Hadeshim.
Yeah, he's going on the Shumas Hadeshim. Okay. So now we've got another place where din of Malchus Hadin works. Is when it's the law is not going conflict with the Torah, it's going with the spirit of the Torah, what the Torah really wants. Now, with that in mind, so therefore they paskins that Reuven has to tucker, give back the goods he bought to Levi because of dinner, Marcus to dinner. It's against Torah, that's not against Torah, it's going with the spirit of Torah. You have to give it back to Levi. That's in Torah. Finish. Now let's try and see. Well, is there lifting Mishus Hadin to give your wife Mazonos even though she's not living with you? Or lifting Mishus Hadin to support your children even over the age of Bar Mitzvah? Is there lifting Mishus Hadin? Is there a spiritual Torah that wants that or not?
The halacha was that if a woman chooses to go to work and earn money, and she can tell her husband, I don't want...
But she's not doing that. She's got no money. She's not working. She wants him to support him. She just doesn't want to live with him, but still wants support. What's she called?
Meredes.
What does halacha say, Meredes? Does she get this onus?
No.
Is there any influence within to give it to her?
No.
So therefore, we've still got a problem. Why? Yep, definitely there's no lefimishus in over there. Definitely there's no dinamachus in over there. Mazonus the wife. What about Mazonus of the children? If they lefimishus are then over there?
Could be, yes. Of course, you have some kind of...
Until what age is stocker? Until what age is stocker?
Until they can take care of themselves.
After six.
That's ridiculous.
No. That's ridiculous. Until they get 13.
You mean
it's... Well, here we're talking about 15.
In our society, it's different.
Our society is different.
Purely Midaraisa, there's no Pitur from Meredes, that's Midarabana. Sheir Ksusav and Asal Yuga doesn't have an exception.
Maybe there's no Chiyab Midaraisa, Mr.
Sheir.
So why?
Sheir.
No, there's a whole different side of Shiloh. When we do Hilkos Kusuba, there's a way of describing what the translation on Sheir is.
Children.
So we're not yet there. We still need to get there. Let's introduce another case.
Before you go there, children who cannot feed themselves, cannot take care of themselves, who in the world would say there's no obligation?
And if they can't feed themselves?
Then the parents...
If they can feed themselves, then they can work, and they're working.
Oh, and they can feed themselves.
What are you going to say? Still, the Din of Malchus Hadin says give them money.
So there's a number of things going on. First of all, At the same time, there's also a law that says that it's illegal to work if you have over 15. So they can't support the dead legally. They're going to have to put themselves, apart from the difficulties in our society, without saying...
Well, they have a rich grandfather from the mother's side. Okay, so get around that. They have a rich grandfather from the mother's side.
If they have money, then
we'll do this. Okay. Let's see. Let's move forward. New other case. I'm hitting you with cases, and we'll finish them all. One day in Beistin, Meister Shahoya, a couple turn up, a very rich, irreligious, non-believing Jewish couple who's anti-Haredi live coming to Beistin. And this is how they describe themselves. That's how they describe themselves. So why are you in Beistin? So the husband says, I only want to go to Beistin. I was spared to deal with. What's the sign over here? Well, we're getting a divorce. And we have to split up the assets. And it's not good for me to be anywhere else besides Beistin when it comes to splitting up the assets. Because what's the law of the dinner, Malchus, the dinner? What's the dinner, the Malchus, the dinner? In respect to 50-50. Doesn't matter what you brought in and whose name it's in. It doesn't matter. 50-50. Yep. California?
No, it's not a 50-50.
So, I said, I'm willing to give her the house. She can have all the physical living assets. We've got a house in this country, we've got a house like that. She can have it all. Oh, very generous. I'm keeping the business. The business is 10 times more valuable than this. That's why he's there. Okay, so what do we do with that in Markel Sutina? Do we recognize that? Do I recognize that?
Does this affect the government?
Does it affect the government? Is it a corner? I don't know. Let's see. So here, there's a chatan sofa. Is brought in to discuss a specific law. And let's see, we'll read the insights. The chatan sofa, you'll see what the law is by just reading it inside. Number 7. Bar Pekudza Misaria Medina Dek Medat Zamfen the Dek what's it called? A Zalfon. He's like the what do you say?
Governor
Zalfon. Now he made the law. Shabachol Eve Ashaya Nimsa Shom Yainus Limka. When anyone wants to sell wine in every city, Ye Mutai de Sorosim Yisraelim. If the Jew wants to do it, Rat Ba'ofen She Nivarm Al De Dabstat. That's be chosen by a committee. Which Jew can sell wine? The Gam Hakomadant Shalonu, not in Kitsa, Kami Sham, the system of Kolkovius. And then there's a specific pricing, how much you have to sell. Who can sell, how much you have to sell it for? The whole Shavuot Shur, and end of the week, all the people selling, doesn't matter how much they sold, they have to split the profits equally. Big communist type of society. Who can sell, how much you can sell it for? And the profits are split only according equally, it doesn't matter how much you sell amongst the people who are licensed.
It's just for Jews?
Only Jews sell wine.
Oh, wine.
Yeah.
I thought you said wine.
So, does that law, is it valid? Did the Markle say it or not? Because there was a deterrence when Reuben wasn't giving his share of the profits to Shimon. He was keeping what he sold and not passing it on. So, the Chassid Sofer brought in here a new extension of our concept over here. Now, Lahadin Didon. Let's go and discuss our case. This law is not against her.
Elaka Torah Osu. He's doing what Torah wants. V'ilu bala fadei no hoigam ke metakken. If we come in front of us and decide, we would also impose such a thing. We don't want them to be absolute havoc and numbers of people who are selling wine. We want to have a bit of control over here so that everyone can get benefits and get income upon us. No one should step on toes on the other toes. I recognize this law, because not only it's not against Torah, we would have done it ourselves, because it's a very logical law for us to introduce, because we're protecting people's panosa. This is a good law. It's not against Torah. So here we've extended the concept as we see on the Chumash Nesha. Chumash Nesha says, but Ferish Gomar, but it's Lefimush as it in. The Torah says it's sufficient to give it back. Says when it's still Malchus, then it binds it. Here says the Chasam Sofer. Even the Torah doesn't talk about it, but we as Chazal Rabbanim see there's a logical reason that so much so that it's necessary to do it. We would have done it ourselves. Then any law which is we would have done ourselves, if it's still Malchus, then it does it. It's binding as well. Not against Torah, because we would have instituted this ourselves as Chazal and Rabbanim to do it. We, as Torah view, also feel it's good. So not only when it's the Torah saying it's good, but we can't force it, it now becomes forcible to anyone's life. But even when the Torah doesn't talk about it, and as far as Torah is concerned, it's not butter, nothing, no subject over here, you don't have to do it, but we as Rabbonim and Chazal, as Das Torah, would also introduce it, because we see it as necessary. As Das Torah sees it as necessary, also Dimash makes it now binding. So therefore we come back to the traffic laws as an example. Traffic laws. Dinner Malchus or dinner. Well, it's got nothing to do with the king, really. To individuals. Is it binding? What's the answer?
Yes,
because we and Dastar would also introduce traffic laws. So of course it's binding. So now, therefore, let's look back at mezonos for the children. What do you suggest over there, mezonos for the children? What's mezonos for children? Is money for the king pocket? Is it mezonos? No. So you can't help us in Muslim. Is it a family issue and everyone supports the children in different fashions and therefore no one cares if different groups have different standards? Is it mezonos? No one really cares that you have different standards from each other. You support more, but less. So everyone, every family does what they like. So you can't say really that it's going to create a whole friction between two different groups because you have different standards. We have different standards. Okay. So it shouldn't be demarcated. But now we introduced this week a constant dinner after dinner. When the Torah says it's a good thing, that's what we want. And even when Das Torah says it's a good thing, there's dinner after dinner. Now what is mezonos for children? Is it Torah or is it Das Torah or it's none of the above? Why is it Das Torah?
Makes sense.
Why does it make sense?
Well, as you said, the woman can't even work, the kids can't work today, and right, become a burden on the community. Now all the stuff is left to go around collecting for her.
So let us read from the psak of Rabbi Yashiv in the case where he actually said you have to give the children money. And see, his words was, understand now. It says, Piskei Din Rabbanim number 8. Afa pishma etzem de lo kofenes afa mamun lezones bono bono sof akatanim el adgil shal sheshonim. Even though it's that strict letter of the law of halacha, you only have to feed your children up to 6 years. Afizmaneinu le'ich shedora lesarina. But nowadays, our generation are not very, very capable. And just to say, well, if you don't do it, we're going to put your name up in lights that you're a raven. You're like a Tommy bird. Well, now you're doing that. Of course I'm going to feed my children thousands of dollars over here because I don't want my name on lights. It's not going to have that effect nowadays. Even if you put your name on lights, people are still not going to do and feed their children. Many cases that the father just has achzaris, not to give support. Everyone who understands what's the right thing to do, matzev dorish tikkun matim. Avada, there needs to be a takana to force to do the right thing. Even children are over the bar mitzvah age, before they reach 15, for sure they need to have some sort of support. If we don't give them, they're going to be in sakona. If unless they have certain, for sure, income. So therefore, we would ourselves made the takona that nowadays give mazonas until 15. See, it's changed to such a drastic level that no one is going to support their children, or there's going to be lots of people who are achzarias, and it doesn't help to give social pressure, which is what the tool we used in the past. That won't help nowadays. And therefore, it's definitely the rotzen chazal that the children get support, and it doesn't help to oppress them. You have to actually impose on it nowadays. So it's such a... We would have done that to con ourselves. And we do mataken it. So therefore, Dinah Machlokes Dinah themselves would be recognized for that case.
Is it a fact that she doesn't want to see her father?
What?
Is that a factor that she refuses to see her father?
What they actually pasken in the case where she refused to give see the father is that she doesn't get it.
She
does not get the mezonos until she agrees to have visiting rights with her father. Because he didn't. The father wasn't a danger to her. It wasn't a situation. He's dangerous to be with her. She just says, I'm angry with him. I don't want to have connection with him. She's mechuyev. She's mechuyev to have connection, whether it's a pleasant or not pleasant. As long as it's not dangerous. As long as it's not going to affect emotionally, mentally, physically. As long as that, then of course she's mechuyev. So they said, he has to give mazonos to call her to the machus for dinner, but not if she refuses to see him. When there's no justified reason besides, it's not comfortable for me.
Is that a kanas? Or is that a kanas?
He says, you're not fulfilling your responsibilities. He doesn't need to fulfill his responsibilities.
Why? When do you ever say that?
Yes. Are they saying to call?
I don't understand. If he had borrowed money from her, he wouldn't have to pay her back if she doesn't agree to see him because she's not fulfilling her obligations?
Yeah, maybe. Because she's not fulfilling her obligations. When I have to give you mazonos, when you treat me like a father?
That's not the din of the Malkus, is it?
No. But this is the dinate Torah. Das Torah, the koach of the din of Malkus Dina, only comes as much as the Das Torah supports such a
is
law in itself.
Is that concept, or is this a different concept?
Which is Lefin Meshus Adin?
This decision.
This decision is because we as Chazal would have mataken this Takona, so therefore, since we see this is what the Rotzen of Torah is, so then din of Malkus Dina is imposing on
this. Is that called
a halacha?
Is that called the
flame? Not now. Now the Malkus of Dinah is a
chiv.
Is it now? It's a chiv. Yeah. So now we're left with our last case. She wants half the assets. Because the Malkus of Dinah, we split everything. How do you analyze this law? Is this a law we ourselves with the Mataken ourselves as Das Torah, and therefore Dinamarca is binding to split all your assets half and half, or not?
No.
No.
I don't know. At the time, but today maybe that is the proper way to go.
But there's a different monkey wrench.
Let me describe to you, if there's no description of splitting assets, what it would be like, the Chora, without any halachas of them. So you make a partnership between husband and wife, it's just a partnership. So what would have to be? Each husband and wife will have to look after their own meals. I'm not giving my money for your meal. You get your money for your meal. I'll get it for my meal. Okay? You spent more money today on buying clothes. You owe me money. The partnership, 50-50. You can't do 60-40 today.
every day at the end of the day we'll have to make a cheshbon. How much you did today, you know how much you owe. Well, hey, there's dishes washing up. There's 10 dishes. You have to do 5, and I do 5. There's washing no clothes. You
all
have to do something
these
to that surface.
All these things existed in the time of Chazal, too. They didn't see fit the...
Clothes? Hey. Yes, shufim. If there's no 50-50, what would it look like?
It's not true, because the world has been without 50-50 for thousands of years, and that's not what it looked like. It never looked like that.
Well, 50-50 is... There's 5 nappies to change. You have to do 3, I do 2. Tomorrow we'll split it over. We're partners. Can you live such a life?
No.
What will happen if you do live such a life?
You get divorced.
You get divorced. So is there a need to have a tikkun over here?
No, people do it between themselves. They agree that when they get married.
Is there a need for tikkunah?
There's no need for tikkunah.
If the shofar comes in, there's need for tikkunah.
You're not saying one should do everything and the other one should do nothing.
And Chazal didn't decide this. Chazal dealt with the same conditions.
Way up exactly how much.
You do what you're good at, and you do what you're good at, and doesn't matter if your good in that brings in $20 and my good in that gives in $1,000 or $10,000. Doesn't make a difference. We split everything 50-50 because that's how we're going to live together, both in a healthy environment and work well together. So that's the whole concept of the law of splitting 50. That's why they made this law, because we can't evaluate that.
No, that is not why they made the law.
Money is
fine,
small, and this is big.
That is not the reason for the law.
You can't split it up like, don't split it up like that. Because then it's not fair. Let's go with a pure partnership. Everyone has to do 50-50. Just because I'm happy to be good at changing nappies, and that's why I owe 6, I get nothing. I could force you to change nappies. Diapers. Okay. So, Lachaira, I say, yeah, this is a Takado, this is what. It's a dinner market thing which we would have done ourselves.
So why didn't we? For thousands of years,
so
we
what
had the
is
same
the
problem.
Flaw in what I'm saying? Because the base and Tuscans, you don't split 50-50. What's the flaw in what I'm thinking?
It's going against the Torah.
Why is it going against the Torah? Why would the Torah also do this? Because you can't just have pure partnership here, everyone do 50-50. You have to have that everyone has to do what they're good at, so then split the rebbe 50-50. What?
He has to support her.
He supports her, but yes, what that is that, and he has, she has to cook and look after things. Yeah? But the answer should be 50-50.
No, but at the end you have a ksuba. And the ksuba provides for different than 50-50. She doesn't get.
To protect the woman,
super
doesn't
provide.
Man. Super
doesn't provide. So why did Beit Din Paskin? We don't say Din Paskin. It's a very good thing, a stubborn thing. This type of partnership requires this. We would have done it ourselves. Din Paskin.
I don't think we would have done it ourselves. That's the whole point.
Now, Matzis has an answer, and I think it's the right answer, and it's good to finish the Zman with Matzis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Finally.
Although
finally.
It ends well.
Okay?
What's the answer?
What's the answer? Well, they made the law to make it, because that's they want to make it fair.
Oh, no. They didn't make it the law because they want to make it fair. They made the law because there's no way to calculate who invested into the marriage union which produced all the income in the business.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the right answer.
That's the real reason for the law.
No, I'm going to tell you what the reason. Nearly. Very good.
Do it!
But Shmuel's going to save them. Very good, Shmuel. I'll read you out a statement from the base mishpat from the secular courts of the description. It's not on your page. From the description of why this law was made, and this will be the last one.
What country is this?
This is an Eretz Yisrael. Base mishpat there. This base mishpat, this secular court, Mishyachas Lechotzer, relates to this law. Split everything 50-50.
Kalchok miyuchad biyomenu. It says, oh, a very special law. Nowadays, you won't get around. This is miyuchad. Lo hayt kazeh kaharichot rog lachem. It's not a law like any other laws. It's a special law. Veinu chok ideologically. It's an ideological law. It's to tell you how, ideologically, how people should interact with each other. This halacha of Shituf, speaking every 50, changes, machshis, mishpati, shano, lagish, mitu, chavati, enhances how society should intervals and be run with each other. Women's rights are the equal to men. Kivin Lehevi said that Chavidia boasted a shobin ben Arminian to give equal rights between the different sexes.
It's accurate,
men.
But it's only accurate in Eretz Yisrael.
No, that's the, how it came out in all the.
Right, that's right, it's only Eretz Yisrael. So, the United States doesn't get involved in this garbage.
So when the Tinnit of Achusa Dineh is itself saying, I'm introducing a law, not because of Tekona that's necessary for society, but we're doing it for ideological reasons, because this is how we want society to run, that's against Din Torah. That's against Das Torah, against Tinnit Torah. Torah says, you learn how to interact with people using Torah, not enforcing how you want and socially people to interact. That's a law against Torah. And the Kula Alma is not dinner after the dinner. And therefore, that's why the Beis Din says you do not split 50-50 in such cases.
And how do they split it?
What?
And how do they split it?
The Torah has ways of splitting it.
There's a different reason why in that particular case they should have split 50-50. Because if they're both so anti-Haredi, that means they went into the marriage, I'll talk, they're going to do a 50-50 according to the secular law.
You didn't answer the question on
so now I think everything is altered.
The bankruptcy question.
Bad said Rabbi Yashiva, Altin Makhzini doesn't apply in family law at all. And even you said, well, it's going to be a burden of state. Doesn't matter. When it could apply is when we would have made the tikkun itself. That applies to looking after your children. But for your wife, we wouldn't have made them. So she's already covered by our law. She can get all her rights under our law. We have laws for her wife, whether it is for support or whether it is to get her possessions after marriage. There is Torah dictating it. But we're not going to listen to an ideological law which is against Torah theology in such a case. May you have a very good Ben Azmani, Siyati Dishmaya, Asom Kal, a meaningful fast. And we'll see you next month, beginning of Elul's month.
The bankruptcy case.
Bankruptcy case.
What was the